The next patient is Mildred Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M, like in Mike, P like in Peter, S like in Sierra, O like in Oscar, N like in November. Thompson, Mildred Thompson. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old patient of Dr. Joshi, J-O-S-H-I, who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Peter, I have the opportunity to review the chart. And it has been demonstrated that this patient has persistent hypercalcemia with determination of the PTH that are elevated and ionized calcium that is borderline high or high. Period. This hypercalcemia certainly could cause some of the symptoms that the patient has. And I am going to reevaluate this situation in more detail before I make a final recommendation. Period. If indeed the PTH is elevated, she will be a candidate for either parathyroidectomy or the administration of Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, which is a PTH antagonist, period. Number two, the patient has been given gabapentin, 600 milligrams 3 to 4 times a day, and she has many side effects that could be the responsible for the persistent somnolence. The patient says that she's sleeping more than 20 hours a day. She has been dizzy. She has a unsteady gait, fatigue, some peripheral edema, loss of appetite, tremors, and asthenia. The patient has also been prescribed Divalproex, D-I-V-A-L-P-R-O-E-X, 500 milligrams. That could play a role in this clinical picture as well. Period. The CKD 3B could be explained on the basis of hypercalcemia. Number two. The patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has history of hyponatremia and hypothyroidism that were present in the past. Following number, and she has a history of hyperkalemia in the past. Following number, the patient has memory impairment that could be signs of senile dementia, but could be side effects to the medications as we discussed. Period. In one of the MRIs of the spine, they were able to visualize a nodularity in the adrenal glands. Period before we start extending the workup, we are going to get the basic results, and we are going to treat her after the evaluation from the neurologist, from the cancer center, and the cardiologist. And we see we can make a contribution to improve the general condition, period. A paragraph. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I keep you posted on the programs. Following number, we are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I have the opportunity to discuss the case with the sister as well as the patient and explaining the tale. My point of view. A paragraph. I spent a 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and the documentation 10 minutes.